All over Norfolk, especially around the coast road between Wells and Cromer, the hellhound Black Shuck, the black dog whose appearance presides death, is said to wander. Some say the sight of him means death within the year. Others say it is bad luck that Black Shuck brings. Black Shuck moves in silence, his eyes burning. If you throw a stick to him to drive him away, it will not touch him, it will pass straight through the terrifying spectre, unhindered, and Black Shuck will pad on towards you.
The sea.
Before going into the water, pay attention.
And in the distance,
on the beach.
The sound of the sea.
Don't swim just after a meal. cold. You'll get cramp. Don't swim off headlands.
The gulls in late winter cry less loudly. But at intervals overhead, you hear the mournful clanking of a chain of geese making for the salt marsh.
Or canisters of chemicals may sometimes be washed ashore.
Morning. Wind in the pine trees.
Children
the sound of the sea drowned by voices.
Here's a lovely
and the starting of engines.
Shells the colour of biscuits, wafers, bread.
Out on the marsh, the rattling of grasses, the shuffle of sea lavender.
Nobody knows what to do with them next. And a sharp,
the
cold
soft
wind
stabs
sand
inland.
In children's eyes and sends
a Good
them
Friday
home,
prayer.
Puzzled by sadness.
You've come to visit the shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham and serve join the vast throng of those who have done so since the Blessed Virgin herself appeared there. This may have been an entirely new experience for you, and you may be puzzled by some of the things that you've seen.
To Walsingham then
remember
I came,
that God understands
where
all
the candles lit for St. Jude,
sorrows,
for Jeff,
joys,
for Catherine,
it will help you in
for St. Agnes' long sight, and Iris' intentions, for help and succour, flicker in Good Friday darkness. From the darkness, a sudden shower of hail, a handful of white gravel thrown out of the sky. It settles round the roots of trees like snowdrops, heaps its heavy confetti in ditches, punishing the crocuses as though they were punch balls. Sheep in the fields, heads bent, stand clamped to the earth as if they grew there. It may be Easter, but it isn't spring. Holy Saturday brings out the boats, white wafers dancing on the water. On the quay, the freighters are shut up, as deserted as Sunday, but the shops spill bright eggs and flowers over the pavements, rustle with wrappings.
Worse than Christmas, I say.
And a jostle with shoppers, some of them grim, not enough sliced bread left to last till Tuesday. Or angry, not enough money either. Peter had his wallet pinched on Good Friday.
40 quid.
He says laconically.
And nothing over.
The other half, not for the sailing, meet old friends in the gift shop, saloon bar.
Hello, how super, you must come over. Is Jocelyn with you?
Up the street called Straight, in the corridors of history, three women called Mary wander, crying bitterly. The sunlight over Staithe Street and over the marshes is insubstantial, comfortless, no balm for bereavement. The sudden rain makes better sense, or the threatening tide.